Hello world, I'm Sangadhara and I am in Cuernavaca, which is a, well, Cuernavaca Buddhist Center, which is about 40 miles away from Mexico City. It is the third Buddhist center in Mexico, and it's a beautiful house, and it's mainly run by Nagapriya, who's here today, and Sarayoti. But Nagapriya is here, and we have a special guest, Ricardo, who is the first Latin American Mitra from Venezuela, who just arrived from Venezuela a couple of weeks ago. And yeah, this podcast is going to be really to get to know a bit about Ricardo and the situation in Mérida, his story over decades, and what the journey that he's just starting here by coming to Mexico and developing his friendships through the Latin American Sangha, really. Mm-hmm. So yeah, this is Nagapriya. Say hello, Nagapriya.
Hello, world.
And well, say hello.
Hello, everybody. Hello.
So, Ricardo, briefly, tell us when and how you became involved in Tri Ratna.
I became involved in Tri Ratna in 1996. Yes. And I, 1 year after this, I asked for the Mitra in March of 1997. Mm-hmm. I don't remember exactly the day.
So you've been a Mitra for more than 20 years.
Yes, yes. And 1 year after this, I asked for the ordination. In this time, Mokshananda visited Venezuela, and I went with him to the mountain, to the teleférico. And at 40 meter height in the mountain, I asked for the I want to be a member of the order. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. The teleférico is a cable car.
A cable car, yes. Yeah. Yes, this is really.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that was 20 years ago, Ricardo.
Yes.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
and obviously you still haven't yet been ordained.
Yeah, but the situation for me has been very difficult because you know, I'm working in the university and I have a lot of responsibilities there with the teaching, with the research, with the botanical garden. I have a family, 3 children. And in these times, you know, they need my support.
Yeah.
And it was not easy to me to, I don't think, and travel to England or Spain and leave Venezuela.
You were a lecturer in biology at the University of the Andes in Mérida. Yeah. And you're telling me that you have 3 children. And well, briefly, tell us something about the political and economic situation in Venezuela.
The situation is very hard. For example, I have 27 years in the university, and my salary is very, you know, I think it's approximately $14-$16 a month. It's hardly just, you just can live with this.
Just to confirm that, he says $14 or $15 per month, American dollars, that is.
And you know, the inflation. Inflation is, you know, in 1 week the price, you know, have is double price, increases very, very fastly. Of course, now we have a problem with the migration. For example, in the university, a lot of teachers and researchers leave Venezuela and going to another countries, for example, Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, Chile. And as well the students. And then in our faculty now, it's like a ghost faculty.
I actually visited the campus in Merida, and when I went there, it reminded me of one of those Holocaust movies where suddenly you see everything after there's been a nuclear bomb. Yeah. And there's nobody there, and it looks like nobody has visited for like 50 years or something like that, because they don't maintain the buildings, there's no money to do it. And you recently retired, didn't you?
Yes, I am retired from the university at 27 years working there. I feel a little sorrow because, you know, I like to teach botany and biology. And we have a lot of very smart students with vocation, interest in the science. I think now it's my time to leave this activity, this university work.
So tell us why you've come here to Mexico, why you're here in Cuernavaca.
Okay, mainly because in Venezuela, we have only one member of the order, it's Vallenata, that may like he's for me is a hero because he spent time there in this very hard situation.
Yeah.
He can stay in better condition in Europe than in Spain or in England. And the Sangha is very interesting Sangha, many people with emotion, devotion for the practice, but I feel like isolated. Yes, I don't know a lot many people that or many member of the order.
Yeah,
I asked for the ordination, and we have a little group there. And I think I need the contact with the Sangha, really. And I feel that in these 2 weeks here, I noticed the difference, yes, with the communication, with the people here is very kind with me, very generous, and really I feel amazing. I don't know why the people is so good or so like a kind with me. But I think that this is very important to me, is I want belong to the order. The order is like a big family. Then the family need to know me, and I need to know my brothers, my sister in the order. I think that Mexico is a good place, and Cuernavaca is the best place for me. I like Cuernavaca, and the Sangha here is incredible. And I don't know, I feel admiration for Sarayoti and Nagapriya for the work that they made here with the Sangha. Yeah. And I would like to help there, here, if I can. Mm. Mm.
And after 20 years, after having asked for ordination 20 years ago, you still hope to be ordained? That's your wish and your aim?
Yes. Since the first time, this is very clear to me when, become to be Mitra, I feel that is, you say that the Mitra is like a provisional, going for refuse, but for me it was not provisional. I took this very seriously. And I think that now is my time, yes. And of course I want to belong to this order. I feel that I share many of the visions of Bante and the order, the movement. Yeah. I would like to be one of the arms of the Avalokiteshvara. I like this vision.
I know that during those whole 20 years of being in the ordination process and being quite isolated in Merida, you've maintained your connection with the order, your faith in the Dharma, your connection with Bante, and that shows. When you arrived here, when I've met you each time, that connection really shines through. And anyway, I've got some very good news for you today. So I'd like to give you this letter that Mokshananda has sent me to hand over to you. I'd like you to open it and tell us what it says.
I cannot speak now. I want to cry because it's a great moment in my life. Oof. Thank you.
Yeah. So Ricardo's a bit lost for words, but just to explain that I've just handed over an invitation to be ordained to Ricardo, which will happen in April at Gukyaloka, and I will hopefully have the privilege to be his private preceptor.
Well, what I can say, this is I expect in this moment, of course, I think that, but I never thought that could be in this moment with this interview and every all the world can listen my, I don't know.
I didn't know this was happening.
I am crying now and I have some tears in my eyes and I don't know how can I say it? I feel a lot of gratitude for the order. Yeah. And for Mokshananda, I know Mokshananda so many years ago. And yeah, incredible. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, I know that you've been extremely patient and very loyal towards the order, and I'm confident that you're going to be a great order member and you're going to inspire many people, as you already have.
Yeah. Well, this is for me very interesting because I think I want to do everything. I don't know. I cannot speak very well English, as you can see. but I am very grateful with the order and the Dharmacharis and Dharmacharini that support me. I feel I am here for the gratitude of some people. And I like to express my gratitude with actions, yes. And then I think I want to spend the rest of my life, nothing about my future, you know, it's very hard to know. But I want to put all my life in to support the Buddhist order, the Trirana Buddhist order, yes. I cannot imagine living in another way. Yeah. And thank you very much for this. Is a good news. And I think I need to go the interview.
Yes.
And stay alone.
Sure.
And
it's fair enough.
Meditate. Yeah. Yes. Thank you.
Well, thanks so much for talking to us, Ricardo, and congratulations on receiving your invitation to be ordained.
Congratulations, bro. I'll leave you that world. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.